Oh shit, how'd that feel?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, it's gonna be extra frustrating given the way you guys appeared to have dominated most of that hockey game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think both games probably deserved 4 points, and we came away with one against two teams we're chasing, and you know, we only have 24 games left now, so extremely disappointing. But in saying that, we got a lot of hockey left, and we're still in it. So we'll move on to the Rangers now.
Anything you can identify that would have changed the way things came out? I mean, it appeared as though you were applying pressure all night long.
Yeah, I mean, they got a couple lucky ones there in the second. You know, the Lee Bulls, a backhand floater to the net. He makes a good play on it. Joe Asher, I think it hits off one of our guys. The third one hits off, I think, Marchiani and goes in. It's not like we gave them too much. And the third, I thought they kind of took it to us a little bit. But the first two periods, I definitely think we deserved to be in the lead. We weren't, and it's part of hockey. But, yeah, I mean, these last two games, you have to find a way to get more than 1 point out of it, especially the way we played and the circumstances of the season. That's definitely frustrating.
See, Rick mentioned that for the Boston game, just the one power play. He thought maybe you could have had more. Zero tonight. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that? Do you feel like you're not getting power plays that you should be getting as a team?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I think if you date back to the Chicago game, I only think we had one as well before the break. So you look at our last three games, and we have two power plays. And it's not like we're getting dominated. I mean, we have the puck, we're making plays. If anything, it's an even game, or we're taking it two teams. And we have two power plays to show for it in three hockey games, and I think that's unacceptable. I think both calls on us tonight, obviously the challenge and the trip are penalties. If there's a few more, we probably could have had called as well. And I'm all for letting guys play. Like, I think this time of year, you have to let teams play. But to have two power plays in three hockey games, I don't think it's okay. You know, I mean, I feel like we've played well enough to get more than that. It's not the reason we lost by any means. I mean, we had our kill. We did a good job on it. It was a 5-on-5 game, and I'm not blaming that. And like I said, I feel like the two we had tonight were penalties. But in saying that also, I feel like we deserve more than two power plays in three games.
How much are you thinking about, as the time's going down, like 5 minutes, 4 minutes, to try to end that in regulation, or is it more important to make sure you at least got 1 point out tonight?
I think both, especially against the team we're chasing. You definitely want to end it in regulation if you have a chance. But you also don't want to give them anything as well. It's important to get points. You know, we're chasing them, but we're also chasing Pitt. We're chasing Boston. There's other teams as well in it. So I think any points you can get are important. So, like I said, it's disappointing. We'll take the 1 point, and we'll move on to the Rangers.
So how did you feel about the way the night started for you with the tribute and whatnot?
Yeah, really cool. I mean, I was excited for it, and it's super special coming back here and seeing that and seeing our fans get behind it. So we started the game ready to go, and a big part of that was our fans tonight. So I thought it was awesome, and really appreciative of the support there.
Zach, for these first two games back, you guys had some real dominant stretches where you're just completely outplaying the team, just not getting enough goals out of it. How frustrating is that, and could that have changed this game? Like in that second period, you guys are really buzzing and just didn't
get that. Yeah, I mean, we're all over them. We have a lot of chances, don't score, and then they come down and get two fluky ones, and it's next thing you know, it's 2-2, I think, at that point. So, you know, it's an important time of year where we got to dig deep and find ways for guys to step up and score goals on those shifts. And myself included, the last two games, I've had some chances that I'd like to score. But I'm not too worried about it. I mean, we have enough character guys in here. Guys are going to step up, and we're going to score enough goals. But it's moments like that kind of can, you know, either put us up 3-0 or next thing you know, it's 2-2. So it's kind of a defining moment in a hockey game, and it would have been nice to get one more there.
Thanks.